All right. Good morning.
早上好。
Good worship always wakes you up to reality.
一个好的敬拜总会让我们这样清醒过来，让我们可以面对现实。
I'd like to have David, the worship leader, and the piano player come back up for just a moment.
我想再一次邀请我们的敬拜团队再来上台一下。
I want to speak about worship this afternoon.
我今天下午想跟大家分享一下关于敬拜。
And making a resting place for the presence of the Lord.
然后让我们的敬拜让我们自己成为主耶稣的歇息处。
In Isaiah chapter 40.
在以赛亚书四十章。
Are they here, David? And I like this man. He's very energetic. But in Isaiah chapter 40.
在以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah gave a prophecy about John the Baptist.
以赛亚有有一段，他有一个预言是关于施洗约翰。
Who would prepare the way for the coming of Jesus?
就是要为主耶稣再来来预备道路。
And Isaiah talked about something in Isaiah 40 that I call holy prophetic frustration.
以赛亚在这篇经文里面，我觉得他有分享，我把它命名为是圣洁的，但是是充满好像就有愤怒或者是紧张的这样一段话。
Holy prophetic frustration.
就是圣洁先知性的，但是是他的愤怒，他的困扰。
Many people have frustration in their lives.
我们很多人在我们的生命当中有很多的困扰。
Sometimes for good reasons, sometimes for bad reasons.
有些可能是好的缘故，但有些可能是不太好的缘故。
Oftentimes we have frustration.
很多时候我们都困扰我们的事情。
Because we've sown to unhealthy things.
因为可能我们看到或者经历一些对我们不健康的一些事情。
And then we reap unhealthy rewards.
然后我们就会得着一些不对我们不健康的一些果效。
And sometimes we have frustration because we're working towards things we think we really need, but we don't need them.
然后有的时候我们的愤怒或者我们的困扰是因为我们在做一些事情是往我们不需要的地方去发展的。
And you achieve that thing you're working for.
然后你得到的这个东西。
That you've put so much time and energy into.
你花了非常多的时间和精力。
And then you find out it doesn't really satisfy.
然后你最后发现这个东西并不能满足你。
Those are frustration for the wrong reasons.
这些就是不好的愤怒。
But sometimes there's frustration for good reasons.
但是有些时候我们的愤怒是有好处的。
And sometimes that's when God puts a desire within you.
这个时候就是神好像把一种渴望放在你的里面。
That as Paul said, to see things your eyes have never seen.
这是保罗所说的，你眼睛可以看到你从未看见的。
Your ears have never heard.
耳朵从未听见的。
Things that you can't even imagine.
就是你心里从未想过的。
You have this hungering within you.
就是你在你里面有一个饥渴。
But it's sometimes even hard to describe what you're hungry for.
但是很多时候你饥渴的东西可能你都没办法用语言把它描述出来。
And when Isaiah talked about John the Baptist,
所以当以赛亚讲关于施洗约翰的时候,
he talked about one who will prepare the way.
他讲说有一个人要为着主耶稣预备道路。
But he said in verse 6, a voice cries out.
然后第六节里面他说有一个声音大喊。
And then he said, what shall I cry out?
他说我要呼喊什么呢?
And it's like you can be pregnant with something.
就好像你是在怀一个东西。
But you don't know what you're pregnant with.
但是你都不知道你在怀的是什么。
You don't know what it's going to look like.
你不知道你要所产出的是什么样的一个东西。
But you realize you can't live with the status quo.
但是你知道你不能在这样子一个状况当中持续的生活。
And sometimes that's what God puts within people.
所以这就是有的时候神放在我们生命当中的。
That gives birth to revival.
就是让我们从复兴当中来产出一些
东西。It may be a personal revival.
可能是个人的复兴。
A breakthrough in ministry and in life and relationships.
或者是在关系当中、生命当中或者服事当中的突破。
But when there's enough people that have a holy prophetic frustration for a breakthrough of God's glory.
但是当我们有足够的人为着神有这样子圣洁的先知性的愤怒来为着神来呼求。
That can lead to revival.
这就可以带我们进入到复兴当中。
You see, there's a cycle of revival.
我们要知道其实复兴它就好像一个循环一样。
It begins with a people that are not experiencing revival.
其实就是从一群没有在经历复兴的人开始。
But they become desperate for an outpouring of God's Spirit.
然后他们为着神灵的释放就饥渴慕义。
Even if they've never seen it before.
虽然他们可能从未见过。
They know in their spirits.
但是他们灵里面能感受。
That God has more.
就是神还有更多。
That God wants to do more.
神还想要做更多的事情。
But they don't know how to get there.
但是他们不知道怎么能达到那样
的地方。And it's like a woman who's maybe 8 months pregnant.
就好像可能一个妇人她已经怀孕八个月。
She knows she has to give birth to that baby.
她知道她要生产。
But there's a frustration because it's not yet time.
但他很困扰，很愤怒，因为他还没有
到时间。And that could be a picture of the church.
然后就好像就像我们的教会的状况一样。
In fact, I believe it's a picture of this church.
我感觉可能就是加恩教会的这样的一个图像。
You're hungry for something to be birthed.
就是你渴慕，你渴望一个要生产出来的一样东西。
But what is it going to look like? How is it going to come about?
但是它到底长什么样呢？它是怎么出来呢？
But the Bible gives us a couple of important keys.
但是圣经里面给我们几个钥匙。
And the first key is what I want to talk about this afternoon.
第一个钥匙就是我们今天下午讲要讲的。
And that is what I call expensive worship.
这个我要分享的主题就是昂贵的昂贵的敬拜。
When I first was a Christian,
当我刚开始成为一个基督徒的时候
，a long time ago，
很多年前。
The church I was in was a very good evangelical church.
当时我所在的教会是一个非常好的一个福音派的教会。
We taught the word of God.
我们分享神的话语。
We did a lot of evangelism.
我们经常出去传福音。
But we really didn't understand worship.
但是我们真的是不明白敬拜的意义。
Every Sunday morning.
每个周日的早上。
Every Sunday morning.
每一个周日的早上。
Not 95% of Sunday mornings, but every Sunday morning.
并不是95%的周日早上，而是每一个周日的早上。
We would have 4 hymns.
我们会有四首敬拜歌。
Not 2 hymns.
不是两首。
Not 3 hymns.
不是三首。
And never 5 hymns.
从来不会是五首。
We would always have 4 hymns.
永远都是四首敬拜歌。
It was the most predictable thing in the world.
是世界上你真的是完全可以意料到的事情。
And then the church hired a new worship leader.
然后突然有一天，我们敬拜我们的教会请了一个新
的敬拜带领者。And he had gone to ministry school.
然后他曾经去参与过教圣经的学校。
And studied what it means to worship God.
然后他学会怎么是敬拜神。
And he did one song.
然后他选了一首歌。
And it was really good.
非常好的一首歌。
Then he did a second song.
然后他做了第二首歌。
Then he did a third song.
然后带了第三首歌。
And he's about halfway through the fourth song,
然后他第四首歌就快完的时候
everybody's beginning to, you know, just relax and say, okay, worship's coming to an end.
然后我们的会众就开始有点放松，然后觉得说我们敬拜快要结束了。
And then he did something we had never seen before.
然后他突然做了一件我们教会从来没有见过的事情。
He did a fifth song.
他带了第五首歌。
And we're just, you know, we were all about to sit down.
我们本来都已经准备好要坐下了。
And we had to stand up for a fifth song.
然后我们就只能为这第五首歌站起来。
We didn't know how to respond to this.
我们都不知道怎么去回应这样的状况。
And then,
然后突然
he did a sixth song.
他带了第六首歌。
One of my best friends in the church.
我在教会当中最好的一个朋友
was a son of the pastor.
就是我们教会牧师的儿子。
And I turned, we were sitting together.
我们是坐在一起的。
And when he started the sixth song,
当他开始第六首歌的时候
I turned to him.
我就看着他。
And he said, oh, he's just trying to prove he knows what he's doing.
然后我的朋友就跟我说，他是想要证明他知道他在做什么。
But then we did a seventh song.
但是后来我们又唱了第七首歌。
And we thought, we've had worship.
然后我们就想说，我们已经敬拜过了。
We've had worship plus 3 songs.
我们已经敬拜还加了三首歌。
But we really hadn't had worship.
但是其实我们并没有敬拜过。
Because to worship God in spirit and truth, as Jesus spoke about it.
因为就像主耶稣曾经说的，在真理里面，在灵里面来敬拜神。
It means more than just singing scripturally correct songs.
是超乎于好像去唱一些属灵的诗歌。
It means to be aware of God's presence.
而是你真的是要认识到神的同在。
It means to be engaged with the presence of the Lord.
而且是要与神的同在来，神的灵来互动。
And you can't make that happen.
你不能让这件事情来发生。
Sometimes I speak at conferences.
有些的时候我们在特会上面讲信息。
And the worship leaders are what I call a rah, rah, rah worship leader. like...Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah.
Oh, okay. 然后有的时候我看那些敬拜带领者就好像那种很有热情的敬拜带领者。
That doesn't translate into Mandarin very well. But a raw, raw, raw worship leader.
就是这样子一个很有热情的一个敬拜带领者。
He's like this.
他就好像是这样。
Everybody jump up and down.
每个人我们要来跳起来。
Everybody run around the room.
我们来跑，我们在屋子里面跑。
Everybody shout now.
我们来大声的呼喊。
There are times to shout to the Lord.
我们有些时候确实要向我们的神来呼喊。
There are times for running around the room.
有些时候我们可能是要在屋子里面来跑来跑去。
But you can't do those things to make God do something.
但是你不能来想说让你用的这些行动，然后来企图改变神，让神去做一些事情。
You do those things in response to the presence of the Lord.
我们所有的反应都是应该来回应神同在的这样子的一个结果。
Does that make sense?
这样子是否能够大家能够理解我的意思
？We can put all the energy in the world into singing songs.
我们可以花我们所有的精力来去敬拜歌、唱歌。
And that doesn't mean God's going to show up.
但是这不代表神一定会在这里。
Isaiah rebuked the people of his time.
以赛亚当时在他那个时候，去跟他的当时他的人有一些争执。
Because their worship just consisted of their lips.
因为他们当时的敬拜只是用他们的口。
And Jesus even quoted Isaiah.
然后主耶稣都还用引用他的话。
But Jesus said the Father is searching for those who will worship in spirit and in truth.
但是主耶稣说，我们的父寻求那些在真理里面用灵里面来敬拜他的人。
And when we're worshiping God in spirit,
当我们在灵里敬拜神的时候。
We're appealing to him out of our hearts.
我们就从我们的心里面对神来讲话。
We're echoing David's prayer.
就好像回应大卫的祷告一样。
This one thing I ask.
就一件事我寻求。
All the days of my life.
就是日夜。
I want to behold your beauty.
来寻求主耶稣的美。
And in our hearts, as we draw near to God.
当我们的心向神靠近的时候。
He begins to draw near to us.
我们的神也向我们靠近。
And when His presence comes,
当他的同在降临的时候，
it changes everything.
就能改变所有的事情。
And when we do that, what we end up doing is, as Isaiah said, we make a resting place for the glory of God.
当如果我们这样子去回应神，这样去做的时候，就像以赛亚书说的，我们就好像为神预备一个歇息处。
Most churches are not resting places for the Spirit of God.
很多教会其实并不是神的歇息处。
They're workplaces. Workplaces.
他们就教会其实好像是像神的工作的场所一样。
We say, "Come, Holy Spirit, heal the sick."
我们就跟神说，圣灵啊，请你来来医治那些得病的。
Come, Holy Spirit, cast out demons.
我们说，圣灵啊，请你来来赶那鬼啊。
Come, Holy Spirit, bless people.
圣灵啊，请你来祝福这些人。
Save people.
来救这些人。
And then there's the prayer of the pastors.
然后最后牧师有一个祷告。
Oh Lord Jesus, bless the offering today.
哦，主呀，求你今天真来祝福我们今天的奉献。
I'm joking with you.
我在开玩笑了。
But we pray, come Holy Spirit, do this, do that, bless this, bless that.
但是当我们祷告的时候，我们就会说，圣灵啊，求你来，求你来做这件事情，做那样的事情。
But there's a greater prayer than that.
但是我们要知道，还有一个更美好的祷告。
Come Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵啊，求你来。
Because we just want to know you deeper than we know you now.
因为我们想要更多的认识你。
And when we do that. We make a resting place for the glory of God.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就为着神大能的荣耀预备了一个歇息处。
In Isaiah 66,
在以赛亚书六十六章
，in verses 1 and 2,
在第一节第二节里面说
，Isaiah said, "Thus says the Lord."
以赛亚说这样子说
，Heaven is my throne.
耶和华如此说，天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。
Where is the house that you would build for me?
你们要为我造何等的殿宇？
What is the place of my rest?
哪里是我安息的地方呢？
All these things that you see, my hand have made them.
这一切是我手所造的。
Thus everything came to be, declares the Lord.
所以就都有了。
But to this one I will look.
但我所看顾的。
To him who is humble and contrite in spirit.
就是虚心痛悔。
And one who trembles at my word.
因我话而站立的人。
What does it mean to be humble?
什么叫虚心？
Does it mean to walk around like this?
是这样子行走的人吗？
No, that's just an outward facade.
不是，这只是一个你表面的一个外貌。
Biblical humility.
在合乎圣经的虚心或者是谦卑。
Is an attitude of your heart.
是你心里面的一种果效。
that, oh God, I'm desperate for you.
就是你对神的一个态度，就是神啊，我为着你真的是我渴慕，我真的是渴慕你，我今天需要你。
Father, I need your grace.
阿爸父，我今天需要你的恩典。
Holy Spirit, I need your power.
圣灵啊，我需要你的能力。
And God says He created everything that exists.
我们的神说他创造了所有的。
What are we going to build for Him?
那我们要为他造什么呢？
Where will He find a resting place?
他要在哪里找到他的歇息处？
I'll tell you where he finds a resting place.
我告诉你们，他要在哪里找到他的歇息处。
It's with people that are hungry and desperate for him.
就是为着神饥渴慕义的人。
And this is one of the great keys of revival.
这就是复兴的一个很大的奥秘。
I'm glad you're so excited.
我真的很开心，你们真的是为此这么的兴奋。
So, I am going to speak, we are going to speak more about this.
我们会更多来讲这样子的信息。
But before we speak more about this, I just want to press in a little bit more in worship.
但是在我们讲更多的之前，我想要再多一点敬拜。
On that last song we were singing,
就是我们今天在敬拜当中唱的最后一首歌。
I really sensed the Lord was resting on that song.
我真的感受到神真的是他就在他的灵就在这样的一首，在这首歌当中。
And so we're going to sing that song again.
所以我们来再一次的唱这首敬拜歌。
And just spend a little bit of time camping out with the presence of the Lord.
然后我们来花一点时间与神的灵在这里一同。
But before we sing the song, let's do this.
但是在我们敬拜之前
，Let's all stand.
我邀请大家站起来。
And if I could ask you just to close your eyes.
然后我想邀请大家闭上眼睛。
And if you could just play on the piano and the keyboards.Before we begin to sing,
在我们真正敬拜开始之前
before we begin to sing that song,
在我们唱这首歌之前
would you just begin to sing out or speak out the name of Jesus?
你可以用话语或者用你的歌声来发出来喊出我们神的名字
Tell the Lord that you're desperate for him.
你跟你的神说你真的是需要他你渴慕他
Just begin to speak out, sing out the name of Jesus.
你可以说出来或者唱出来神的名字神你说你需要他你渴望他
The Lamb of God The Lamb of God
就是神的羔羊
The Lion of the tribe of Judah
就是犹大的狮子
The King of kings and Lord of lords
是万王之王万主之主
The Alpha and Omega
就是阿拉法和 Omega
The Wonderful Counselor
是我们美好的医治者
The Prince of Peace
就是和平的君王
Almighty God
荣耀的君王
Eternal Father
永远的父
Just begin to call out, sing out the name of the Lord. Lift your voice up to
heaven.
Just begin to lift your voice up to heaven. Tell the Lord you love him. Tell the Lord you're desperate for him. Sing out to the Lord. Sing out his name.
Sing out his name.
Go ahead, lift up your voice.
可以把你的声音大声的唱出来，大声的宣告出来。
Sing out the name of Jesus.
大声的宣告出来，大声的唱出来。
Father, oh
Just lift your hands up to the Lord. Just lift your hands up to Him.
把我们的手向我们神施展出来。
And just begin to say that name, Jesus.
然后你就来说主耶稣的名，喊呼喊他的名字。
Yeshua.
Yeshua. Yeshua.
King of Kings.
就是万王之王。
Allow His Spirit just to begin to rest upon you right now.
就是允许他的灵来自由地运行在你里面。
Take in the Spirit of the Living God.
来吸入神的灵。
I speak a release in this place.
我现在我要释放，我看到神的释放。
I bless you to be filled with the Spirit of the Living God.
就是我们的身体要被神的活，我们活神的灵来充满。
Come Holy Spirit, we ask.
我们来呼求灵，神的灵来
降临。Fill us now.
来完全的充满我们。
With your righteousness, peace and joy.
就是你的公义、和平和喜乐。
Would you begin to fill us with your power, Lord God?
神啊，我们呼求你用你大能的灵来完全的充满我们。
Just right where you're at, take in the power.The peace, the joy of the Holy Spirit.
在你现在在这样的一个地方，你来完全的、自由的领受我们神的大能、神的和平、神的喜乐。
I speak healing to some of you.
我看到神的医治的大能正在运行。
I tell bad backs and spinal cords to be healed in the name of Jesus.
我看到神他要医治一些背部或者是脊椎有问题的。
I speak healing to necks and shoulders right now in the name of Jesus.
我奉主耶稣的名来宣告来释放
肩
颈、脖子、颈椎。
Your God is the lifter of your head.
要得到医治，我们的神是来抬起我们头的神。
I speak healing to necks and shoulders right now.
我奉主的名来宣告，肩颈要得医治。
Take in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit.
要来自由的领受神的大能。
Just take in the goodness of God.
来自由的领受，来吸入神的大能，神的美呢。
Take in the goodness of the Lord.
神的美善，我们主耶稣的美善。
Allow the Holy Spirit to fill you to overflowing.
让圣灵来自由的运行在你里面。
Allow Him just to fill you to overflowing.
让圣灵自由的运行在你里面，以至于完全的充满你。
Backs into necks into shoulders.
我宣告所有的肩颈、背部都要得到医治。
Just take in the goodness of the Lord.
来自由的领受神的美善。
Take in the goodness of the Lord.
来领受神的美善。
Healing.
神的医治。
Freedom.
自由。
Deliverance.
释放。
Where the Lord is, there is liberty.
神在哪里就有自由。
You can take a seat.
我们可以坐下。
Thank you.
谢谢我们的敬拜团队。
There was a church in Ohio in the United States I used to do a lot of ministry with.
在美国 ，Ohio 的城市里面，其中有一个教会是我经常服侍的。
And one Sunday morning,
有一个周日的早上
，a woman in her 50s visited the church.
有一个大概50岁左右的女士来到这个教会。
Her daughter attended our church.
她的女儿参加我们的那个教会。
And she came with her daughter. She had never been with our church before.
她以前没有来过我们教会，但是她那天陪着她的女儿来到教会。
She walked in with two blind eyes.
她进到教会的时候，我们看到她是眼睛是两只眼睛都是看不到的。
She walked out with both eyes completely healed.
但是那天她呢离开教会的时候，她的眼睛完全得到医治。
Nobody prayed for her.
没有任何人为她祷告。
We didn't have a ministry time of praying for people with bad eyes.
当时我们并没有服侍的时间。
We didn't have a word of knowledge.
也没有领受神的话。
But just being in the presence of the Lord.
但是就是享受主耶稣的同在，神的同在。
The freedom and the power of the Holy Spirit came over her, and God did a miracle.
圣灵自由的大能就来医治了她，就自由的医治了她。
I've been in meetings where during the worship time.
我参加过一些聚会，就是在我们敬拜的时候。
God has healed people of cancer.
神医治一些得癌症的。
Of lameness.
或者是一些疾病。
Disabilities.
可能是有些残疾的。
All sorts of things.
各样的病。
Without any even praying for the person.
我们都还没有祷告。
Because when we really learn to make a resting place for the glory of God,
但是当我们真的学会如何为主耶稣预备歇息处的时候，
the Holy Spirit without measure just begins to move in our midst.
圣灵在不可衡量的这样子的空间当中就会自由的运行，释放他的大能。
And as Paul said, where the Spirit is, there is liberty.
就像保罗所说的，圣灵在哪里就有释放，就有自由。
In 1904 in Los Angeles,
在1904年的时候，在洛杉矶那边，
When the Azusa Street Revival broke out,
当时有一个很大的复兴。
It was only a small little church.
其实是从一个很小的教会开始的。
It could only hold 180 people.
那间教会只能承载180个人。
But they say that within 6 months,
但是他们说在六个月的时间之内，
the walls of the church were covered with wheelchairs and crutches.
那间教会所有的墙就是被好像一些轮椅和一些拐杖充满了。
Because so many people had come to the church in wheelchairs and crutches had been healed.
因为很多残疾的可能是坐着轮椅进来或者指着拐杖进来的人，他们就得到了医治。
But yet they didn't regularly pray for the sick as we do today.
但是他们并没有在那个时候好像像我们今天一样总是有规律的为那些得病的祷告。
Was the freedom of God's Spirit.
但是当时他们所领受的就是神自由的能力。
Several years ago,
大概几年前，
I was speaking at a church about 2 hours east of Toronto.
我是在离多伦多大概两个小时的距离的一个地方讲道。
And it was the first night of a conference we were doing.
是我们在特会的第一晚上。
And I found this out a year later.
一年之后我发现，
A woman, a mother by the name of Lisa.
当时有一个母亲叫 Lisa.
She brought her 17-year-old son Ryan.
她带了她17岁的儿子，名叫 Ryan.
Ryan didn't believe anymore in God.
Ryan 那时候是已经不再相信神。
He was angry at everybody.
他对每个人都有很多的愤怒。
His father had left his mother when he was 13 years old.
因为在 Ryan 13岁的时候，他的父亲离开了他们家庭。
Ryan was beginning to get into a lot of problems in life.
然后他就在他的生活当中，可能会做一些很不好的事情。
And although he had believed in God as a young man, he was now angry at God and didn't believe in Him anymore.
虽然他年轻的时候可能信主，但是在17岁的时候他已经不再信主，他有很多的愤怒对神。
Because Ryan was getting into so many problems.
当时 Ryan 的状况是非常差的。
His mother told him, "I'm going to kick you out of the house."
所以他的母亲跟他说，我要把你赶出家。
And she said, "You're going to me to this with this to this conference on
Friday night." 除非你今天晚上要跟我去这个特会。
Lisa didn't go to that church.
其实那位女士她自己不是去参加这个教会的。
But she had read about the conference in the newspaper.
但是她在新闻报纸上面知道了这个特会。
So she said, "Ryan, you're going with me to this conference."
所以她对她的儿子说，你要跟我去参加这个特会。
Otherwise, I'm kicking you out of the house.
不然的话，你要从这个家里面出去。
And so he didn't want to go. He was angry, but he didn't want to be kicked out of the house.
当然 ，Ryan 他虽然他有很多的愤怒，但是他不想离开他的家，所以他就去参加了。
Lisa sat in the second row, right in the front.
所以当时 Lisa 她带着她的儿子坐在我们教会的第二排。
And she insisted that Ryan sit there.
然后她跟她的儿子也说，你也要坐在这里。
And so for 2 hours, he was just angry.
所以两个小时，他就好像这样子，非常的生气。
Angry at God, angry at everybody, angry at life.
就是他的愤怒是可能是对神、对很多人和对他的生活。
A month before that conference, yeah.
就是这个特会的一个月前。
Ryan had injured his shoulder.
他伤了他的肩膀。
And for a month, his shoulder was stuck up like this.
所以一个月的时间，他的肩膀都是这样子僵僵的。
And he couldn't turn his head to the right.
然后他不能往右看。
And he was living in constant pain.
所以那一个月的时间，他都非常的痛苦。
The therapist had said, "Ryan, you're going to have therapy every day for a month."
然后他的医生对他说，你要每天都要来看医生。
That just made him more angry.
然后他就更加的愤怒。
And during the ministry time,
the Lord
gave me a word of knowledge. And I called up people with bad shoulders and necks.
所以当时我就呼召所有在肩颈上面有病的来到前面。
About 20 people came up for prayer.
然后大概20人上来了。
Ryan didn't come forward.
Ryan 当然他没有上来。
He was laughing at the people who came forward.
他就是看到那些上来的人，他就起笑他们。
He said, "There's no God."
他说没有神。
And even if there is a God, He's not going to heal these people.
他说就算有神的话，他也不会医治这些人。
And when some of the people were shaking from the power of the Holy Spirit,
当开始有一些人，他们开始在神的大能当中开始摇动的时候，
Ryan in his heart was just mocking them.
Ryan 他心里面其实是还是在笑他们。
And then the Lord gave me a second word.
然后神第二次给我启示。
And I said, "There's somebody who did not come forward who has a bad shoulder."
神对我说, 有人没有上来, 然后他是肩膀他有问题。
And I said, "God is bigger than your unbelief."
然后我就说, 你要知道神比你的不信要更强大。
And I said, "Right where you're at, just hold your hands open to the Lord."
然后我说, 你不管你在哪里, 你就在你的位置上面把你的手向神打开。
So Ryan is a little bit nervous now.
所以Ryan现在他就有点紧张。
He doesn't know what's going on.
他不知道现在在发生什么。
And he looks all around him.
然后他就看一下周围。
And he took his hands, he put them on his lap.
他就拿他的手放在他的腿上。
And he just barely held them open. And the second he did that, his shoulder was completely healed. All the pain was gone. Ryan gave his life to the Lord Jesus that night. He responded to an altar call. It's now about 11 o'clock at night. And his mother's looking for Ryan.
他的母亲就在找他。
She can't see him anywhere.
他任何地方都找不到他。
She goes out to the car, he's not there.
然后他就去车上，他也不在。
Goes back in the church, he's not there.
回到教会，他也不在。
She goes back out in the parking lot.
再回到停车场。
And she hears a bunch of teenagers speaking in tongues.
他就听到一群年轻人是在用方言讲话。
And she looks over there.
然后他就往那边看。
And there's a brand new pair of white Nike tennis shoes up in the air.
然后天上就有一个全新的鞋子，白色的鞋子，运动鞋。
She had just bought Ryan that day a brand new pair of white Nike tennis shoes.
她今天白天刚刚给她的儿子买了那双全新的白色运动鞋。
She walks over there.
然后她就走到那边。
Ryan is laying on his back.
当时她的儿子就躺在地上。
With both of his legs up in the air.
她的腿在空中。
Shaking in the power of the Holy Spirit.
一直在摇动, 在圣灵的大能当中摇动。
And he's speaking in tongues and praising God.
然后在方言祷告对神。
The teenagers had seen Ryan come forward to give his life to the Lord.
旁边的青少年刚刚看到, 他的儿子把他的生命奉献给神。
And when the meeting was over, they said, "Are you filled with the Spirit?"
所以当我们聚会结束的时候, 他们就问他说, 你是不是已经被圣灵充满了?
He said, "What does that mean?"
他就问他们说, 这是什么意思呢?
So they took him out the parking lot. They laid hands on him.
所以他们就把他带到停车场, 然后他们就按手在他身上。
He got laid out in the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后他就完全的在圣灵的大能当中倒下了。
And he started speaking in tongues.
然后他自己也又开始用方言来祷告。
So the teenagers got him in his mom's car.
所以那些青少年就帮助他妈妈把他抬到车上。
The whole way home, his eyes are closed, his hands are up, and he's speaking in tongues.
然后在回家的路上, 他一直闭着眼睛, 手抬起来, 一直还在方言当中。
All night long,
整宿,
every half hour,
每半小时,
Ryan would be knocking on his mom's door.
他就会敲他母亲的门,
he started reading the Gospel of John.
然后就开始读约翰书,
and every half hour, 2 in the morning, 2:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4, 4:35, 5:36,
然后这一整晚上, 每半个小时,
he's knocking on his mom's door.
他就敲他妈妈, 卧室的门,
saying, "Mom, I want to show you what God is saying to me in the Bible."
然后就跟妈妈说, 妈妈, 我真的想要告诉你, 神现在对我, 通过圣经来启示了什么。
His mom is really glad, but she's really tired.
然后她的妈妈虽然非常的开心, 但她同时非常的累。
Finally, she falls asleep.
然后总算她睡着了, 她母亲睡着了。
She comes out in the kitchen about 10 o'clock in the morning.
然后凌晨早上, 早上 10点的时候, 她来到他们家的厨房。
And there's a big trash bag in the kitchen floor.
然后在厨房的地上就有一个很大的垃圾袋。
It was filled with all the pornography in Ryan's room that she didn't know he had.
就是这个垃圾袋里面全都是 Ryan 曾经他屋子里面藏的各样的色情的书籍，是他从以前不知道他儿子有的。
That was about 6 years ago.
这是大概六年前的事情。
Today,
今天
Ryan is a youth pastor at a church in Toronto.
Ryan 在多伦多的教会是一个青年牧者。
And he takes teams of teenagers out on the street doing evangelism and praying for the sick.
然后他会带他们教会的青年人去到我们的街道上，然后传福音，为着那些得病的来祷告。
His whole life was turned around.
他的生命完全的被神转变了。
Because of just one touch of the presence of the Lord.
就是靠着神一点的样这样子一个行动。
And when we establish a resting place for the glory of God.
当我们为神的荣耀建立一个歇息处的时候。
Through our prayer, our worship, and waiting upon the Lord,
可能是通过我们的等候、我们的敬拜，或者是我们的祷告。
God responds.
神就会回应我们。
He says, "If you will draw near to me, I will draw near to you."
神说，当你靠近我的时候，我就一定会靠近你。
And where His Spirit is,
他灵在的地方
，there is freedom.
那里就有自由。
I'm glad you're excited.
我真的很开心，你们是不是很兴奋啊？
I want to speak a little bit about David.
我想要再分享一下关于大卫。
David, in many, many ways, was a picture of Christ to come.
大卫其实在很多的情况下，他很像主耶稣的一个画像。
In fact, many times Jesus was called the Son of David.
其实很多时候主耶稣他也被名为大卫的儿子。
Even though David had many problems,
虽然大卫有很多很多的问题
Samuel said he was a man who had a heart after God.
撒母耳说大卫是他是寻求神的心
Maybe you've got a lot of problems in your life.
可能在我们的生命当中我们有很多的问题
And you think, oh, can God really love me?
然后我们会有一个疑问就是神真的会爱这样的我吗
Let me tell you, God looks at your heart.
我要告诉你们神看的是你的心
And when there's a hunger for him,
当你对你的心对他渴慕的时候
he responds.
他就会回应
And so when David became the king,
所以当大卫成为王的以后
the first thing he wanted to do,
他成为王做的第一件事情
was to bring the ark of God back to the city.
就是想要把约柜抬回到他们的城市
The ark was a box about 3 feet long, 1.5 feet high, 1.5 feet wide.
约柜其实就是一个大概三尺长，
About 1 meter long, 1/2 meter high, 1/2 meter wide.
就是大概是一米长、一米半米高和半米宽的一个盒子。
God had told Moses to build the ark.
神对摩西说你要造这个约柜。
And to put it in the holy of holies in the tabernacle.
然后放到至圣所里。
And there were carved form of angels, worshiping angels overhead.
然后上面会有很多刻了很多天使在敬拜的图像。
And the ark was called the mercy seat.
约柜同时也叫怜悯的座。
And it symbolically contained the resting place for God.
它就代表着主耶稣歇息处的地方，神歇息处的地方，一个座位。
But the ark had been captured years ago by the Philistines.
但是多年前约柜已经被敌人掳去。
We don't have time to tell that story today.
我们今天没有时间更多来讲这个故事。
But Israel had not had the glory of God for many, many years.
但是当时以色列人已经很多年都没有神的荣耀，因为他们没有约柜。
And more than anything else in David's life.
在大卫的生活当中。
He wanted the glory of God.
对他最重要的事情就是他想要神的荣耀。
And so David got all of the Levitical priests together.
所以当时大卫就呼召所有那些立位的祭司。
Worshippers upon the instruments and singers.
还有当时的敬拜乐手和歌唱的敬拜者。
And he prepared a new cart.
然后他们就拿了一个新的这样子一个拉约柜的。
They may have even had gold and gems upon this cart.
然后当时他们造的时候放了很多的宝石和金。
And they went to where the ark was and they put the ark upon the cart.
他们就把车拉到了约柜所在的地方，就把约柜放到了这个车上。
And with great celebration,
很多的敬拜和庆祝。
They began to bring it to the city of David, which is in now what we call Jerusalem.
他们就一边敬拜一边庆祝，把约柜拉回了现在的地方，就是耶路撒冷。
But it says they were crossing the threshing floor of a farmer.
但是当时说他们过的一个经过一个。一个农村人的一个旁边
A threshing floor is where the wheat is separated from the chaff. I'm just saying this.
Okay.
I'm not looking at
scripture. Okay, sure.
But they crossed a threshing floor of a farmer.
当时他们经过一个人的旁边的时候。
Where the wheat and the chaff are separated.
就是把麦子和土粒分开的时候。
And it says there was a bump in the road.
当时他们说路上有一个石头。
And the ark was shaken.
然后车拉过的时候，约柜就震了一下。
And one of David's men reached out and steadied the ark.
然后大卫的其中有一个人，他大卫的军队里面有一个人，就伸出手来，扶了一下约柜。
And he died instantly.
然后立马当他触碰约柜的时候，他就死了。
Because he came in contact with the absolute glory and holiness of God.
因为他触摸到了神大能的荣耀和能力。
Because it was thousands of years before Jesus came and paid for our sins.
因为这件事情是发生在主耶稣降生之前的一千年。
And it says that David was afraid of the Lord, but also angry at the Lord.
所以经文上面后来讲说，大卫当时就同时敬畏神，但也他很愤怒。
And I have seen several churches that I've worked with.
我看到过一些教会是我一起服侍过的、同工过的。
There will be an increase of the presence of God.
就是我看到他们当中会有神能力同在的
增长。And a fresh hunger for worship.
然后是可能对敬拜的一个饥渴。
And this goes on for several months.
然后这样子的情况会持续几个月的时间。
And we'll begin to see more and more powerful things happen in the church.
当我们在教会当中看到更多能力的事情发展出来的时候。
But all of a sudden, things begin to get shaken.
突然有一些事情可能得到震动。
All of a sudden, there's a few marriages beginning to separate.
可能有一些婚姻被分开了。
And people beginning to walk away and go into sin.
然后可能有些人转离了神，到罪恶当中。
And we'll think, what's going on?
然后教会的人就会问，现在在发生什么样的事情？
It's because any time you start bringing in the glory of God,
你要知道，每次当我们把神的荣耀邀请在我们所在的事情的时候，
you will cross a threshing floor.
你就会好像跨越一个门。
And so many churches begin to draw near to revival.
很多教会它会来到，立马得到复兴的前一步。
But then they back off.
然后突然他们就退缩了。
Because as they cross the threshing floor and the glory of God begins to come.
因为当他们想要跨越这个门的时候，神的荣耀马上就要降临的时候。
God begins to reveal what's in people's hearts.
神就会彰显出在我们生命当中，我们的心里面所想的是什么。
And sometimes I meet people, they say,Oh, I've experienced the glory of God.
很多时候我碰到一些人，他们会对我说，我经历过神的荣耀。
And I look at them and say, No, you haven't.
我就会对他们说，你没有。
And they say, Yes, I have.
他说，我当然有啊。
I said, No, you haven't.
我说，你肯定没有。
And they say, How do you know?
他们就会问我，你怎么知道呢？
And I say, Because you haven't changed at all.
我就会对他们说，因为你还没有改变。
You see, when you experience the glory of God,
你要知道，当你经历神的荣耀的时候，
He provokes you
他会触动你
to either repentance or rebellion.
就是要么就是来到悔改，要么就是得到悖逆。
See, I can speak Mandarin. See, when you gaze upon the absolute beauty and holiness of God,
当你真的是专注于在神的美善的时候，
You're provoked within your spirit.
你的灵就会得到触动。
Either to repentance.
要么就会选择去悔改。
Or to rebellion.
不然你可能就会走入到悖逆里面。
Or whatever is inside of you.
因为你里面。
God will expose you.
神会彰显出你里面。
And that's the time we say, Oh God.
这时候我们就会说，神啊。
Like Isaiah when he was before the very throne of God.
就像以赛亚他在神的宝座面前的时候
He said, Woe unto me from an unpure man.
神啊，你要求你饶恕我，因为我是个不洁净的人。
And if we respond to God in repentance,
当我们选择用悔改来回应神的时候，
Healing, breakthrough, and sometimes deliverance takes place.
可能我们就会得到释放、自由或者是医治。
See, Paul said, when we experience the glory of God, we go from glory to glory, and we're transformedWe're changed by that glory.
保罗说，当我们经历神的荣耀的时候，我们就会从荣耀进入到荣耀当中，我们的生命会得到改变，我们也会带来改变。
And I've seen many churches come very, very close to a breakthrough.
我看到很多教会，他们真的是马上就进入到突破里面了。
Breakthroughs in worship and prayer.
可能是敬拜当中或者祷告的突破。
But then they back off and go back to where they were.
但是他们又退缩，回到他们之前所在的地方。
Because they don't want to pay the price.
因为他们不想要付上这个代价。
But where the Spirit is, there is liberty.
但是神灵所在的地方就有自由，就有释放。
And so it says that they left the ark.
所以他们说他们就离开约柜。
At the house of a man named Obadiah.
然后他们就来到一个人家叫 Obadiah.
And David heard after several weeks.
然后几周以后，大卫听说
that everything about Obadiah became blessed.
就是那一个曾经有约柜的那个人，所有他的生活当中都得到了祝福。
He started making more money.
他得到了，他制造了更多的财富。
His kids started getting better grades in school.
然后他的孩子也更越来越的成功。
His crops grew taller.
他的农业也更多的长。
His wife got better looking.
他的太太也越来越美。
Everything changed.
他生活当中所有都越来越好。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the presence of God was there.
因为神的荣耀就在那里。
I know I've said this four times already.
我知道我今天已经讲了四次了。
But you need to hear this a fifth time.
但是你们要在第五次的听。
Where the Spirit is, there's liberty.
神灵所在的地方就有自由和释放。
The more filled you are with the Spirit of God, the more freedom there is.
你越被神充满，你就更多得自由。
And the more filled with the Spirit the church is, the more freedom for the kingdom there is.
当我们的教会更多被神的灵充满的时候，神的国就会得到他的能力。
And so David heard about this.
所以大卫听说了这样的事。
And David was excited to jealousy.
然后大卫就好像嫉妒一般。
So he gathered together all the Levites, the worshippers.
所以他就聚集了所有那些利未人和敬拜者。
And he said, "We're going to go again to get the ark."
然后他们就说，我们要再一次去，我们要去夺回约柜。
But this time we're going to do something different.
但是这一次我们要做跟上一次不一样的事情。
And in 1 Chronicles 15:13.
然后在历代志上十五章十三节。
David said to the Levites.
然后约柜大卫就对约利未人说。
God made an outburst against us.
上一次神。
Because you did not carry the ark.
因为我们并没有抬约柜，所以当时神的愤怒彰显在我们。
Let me help you with something.
我现在想要帮助你们一件事情。
There's a difference between good ideas and God ideas.
我们要知道，有一些事情我们要来学会分辨，就是有好的主意和神的主意。
They weren't very impressed with that.
好像你们并不是很喜欢我刚才说的这件事情，是吗？我们再试一次好不好？
There is a difference between good ideas and God ideas.
我们要分别好的主意和神的主意。
David had a good idea.
大卫有一个好的主意。
Let's take this new cart.
就是我们来拉着这个新车。
Let's cover it with gold.
然后用它来用金子来刷满它。
Maybe put gems upon it.
宝石放在上面。
Even the priest had gems upon their uniforms.
当时他们的祭司的衣服袍子上面都有宝石。
And let's make this great vehicle.
然后我们来做一辆好的车。
For bringing in the glory of God.
好，把神的荣耀拉进到我们这地方。
But there was just one problem.
但是有一个问题。
You see,The glory of God does not rest upon vehicles or programs or even church structure.
我们要知道，神的荣耀不会降在一些车、一些工具，或者是就算我们教会的建筑上面，它也不会。
The glory of God rests upon people.
神的荣耀是降在人的身上。
You see this ark, this box.
这个盒子，约柜。
It had two rings on either side of it.
它两边各有一个圈儿，一个环。
And the priest had a wooden poles.
然后当时的祭司有那个棍子可以拉它。
Covered with gold.
是被金子涂满。
That they were to put through the rings.
然后他们会穿过这个环，两边的环。
And they carried those poles upon their shoulders.
好让他们在肩膀上可以抬约柜。
See.You can have the best church programs in all of Vancouver.
你要知道，你们的教会可能可以成为温哥华最好的教会。
But God's Spirit does not inhabit programs.
但是你要知道，神的荣耀不一定是歇息在一些好的教会的聚会当中。
God's Spirit inhabits people.
神的荣耀是降在人的身上，这个教会里的人身上。
Remember what Jesus said?
你还记得耶稣是怎么说的吗？
Take my load upon you.
你要来承担我的轭。
For my load is easy my burden is light.
因为我的轭是轻省的，我这重担是重担是轻省的。
Do you know the weight that God carried? That Jesus carried?
你知道主耶稣曾经承担的这个重担吗？轭吗？
He carried the weight of the Holy Spirit.
他承担了圣灵的力量。
It says in Luke 4.
就是在路加福音第四章里面。
Jesus was filled with the Spirit of God.
主耶稣被圣灵完全的充满。
That word filled in the Greek.
在希腊的原文里面充满这个词。
It's the word pleres. Pleres. It's a Greek word. Pleres.
就是希腊的词叫 pleres.
Pleres means so compactly filled that he was oozing the Holy Spirit.
就是他这个意思就是好像你这个力量完全的被浓缩进去，你完全的充满出来了，已经没办法压。
Was so filled with the Holy Spirit oozed out of him.
就是主耶稣内住里面被圣灵完全的充满，他已经要出来了，流出来了。
This is an important theological word.
你要知道，这是一个非常重要的一个词。
The word oozed.
就是 oozed 这个词。
Say oozed.
你可以跟他说 oozed.
Jesus wants the Holy Spirit to ooze out of your life.
其实就是主耶稣想要圣灵从他里面完全的流到我们每一个人身上。
You know how you can take a cup of water.
你知道你可以拿一杯水。
And you can fill it so high.
然后你可以把它完全的倒满水。
That in the center it's higher than the edges of the glass.
就是好像当你把它完全倒满的时候，这个水的杯子中央好像看起来比别的地方都高。
Jesus was way filled with the Spirit more than that.
主耶稣当时被圣灵充满，已经比这个满的杯子还要
更多更多。He was so compactly filled with the Spirit.
他已经完全的被圣灵充满。
The woman could walk up from behind the crowd and touch Jesus' jacket.
就是在聚会当中，那个有一个姐妹经过主耶稣，然后摸到他的衣服衣裳。
And she was healed instantly.
然后立马她就得到医治。
Of a condition for 13 years.
就是三十年的疾病立马得到医治。
How did that happen?
这是怎么能够发生的呢？
It happened because Jesus was oozing the Holy Spirit.
因为主耶稣当时已经流出圣灵。
It's good to have good church programs.
我们有很好的教会的一些服事是很好的。
God gives leadership ideas about church programs.
或者是教会有很好的带领的方向。
But God's Spirit does not inhabit church programs.
但是你要知道，神的灵不是住在我们好的服事的方向的。
God's Spirit inhabits you.
神的灵是住在我们里面。
And He wants the anointing of His power to rest upon you.
他希望他大能的恩膏是恩膏在你的身上。
So David said to the Levites.
所以大卫对那些利未人说。
We're not using the cart this time.
我们这次不用车了。
We're carrying it upon our shoulders.
我们要抬约柜在我们的肩膀上。
And it says in 1 Chronicles 15.
然后在历代志上十五章里面说。
That David appointed the chiefs of the Levites to have their brothers as the singers.
就是他选择利未人的一些兄弟们，然后选择他们作为敬拜者。
And that they should play loudly on their musical instruments.
让他们大声的敬拜。
That they should play loudly on their musical instruments.
就是让他们大声的敬拜，用乐器和歌声。
On harps and lyres and on cymbals.
用琴瑟和拔作乐。
To raise sounds of joy.
欢欢喜喜的大声歌颂。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the presence of God was coming to town.
因为神的荣耀即将要降临到他们所在的地方。
And they carried in the glory of God.
然后他们就抬着神的荣耀到他们所在的地方。
But it says something interesting in 2 Samuel 6 about this.
但是撒母耳记二。
In verse 13.
六章十三节。
It says they would go six steps.
他说他们会利未人走了六步。
And they would stop.
然后他们就停下。
And they would sacrifice an oxen.
他们就会献牛。
In worship to the Lord.
在敬拜当中。
Then they would go another six steps.
然后他们就会再走六步。
They would sacrifice another oxen.
然后他们就会再一次的献祭。
The people who study the Bible and geography of Israel.
当他们在学习圣，有些人在研读圣经，学习圣经和查考以色列的地图的时候。
They say the house of Obadiah.
他们会说，曾经有约柜的那个家人家
was maybe 10 miles away from the city of David.
距离大卫当时所在的地方大概有十公里的距离。
And so if they carried the ark in worship,
所以如果他们是在敬拜当中抬着约柜
for 10 miles.
十公里。
And every six steps they stopped and worshipped an oxen.
然后每六步他们都要停下然后献祭。
This would have been 2,500 oxen.
这应该是2,500只的牛。
This was very expensive worship.
这就是我所说的非常昂贵的敬拜。
You think about a farmer today.
你想到今天的一些生产农业的。
They have a big expensive tractor.
他们会有一个很好的一个车。
But that's what the oxen were in those days.
但是那时候牛代表了现在的车。
If a farmer had an oxen, he could earn a living.
如果一个做农业的他有一个牛的话，他就可以生产。
And they sacrificed 2,500 oxen.
然后当时他们献祭了2,500只的牛。
When they got to the city of David.
当他们到了大卫所在的城市的时候。
If you could have looked back at a straight line.
如果你能回想到他们所经过的这条道路。
You would have only seen two things.
你只会看到两样东西
，dirt and blood，
土和血
，dirt and blood，
土和血
，dirt and blood，
土和血
，not a very attractive picture，
感觉应该看起来不是很好啊
，but you know what that was？
但是你知道这是什么吗
？It was a prophetic picture，
这是一个先知性的图画
，of the road of Calvary，
就是神，其实就是主耶稣所走的加利略，他背十字架的那条道路
，a road of dirt and blood。
就是土泥土和血
Jesus had been beaten
主耶稣当时被挨打被鞭打鞭伤
A crown of thorns pierced his scalp
他都在头戴荆棘的冠冕
He was whipped so that even some of the bones of his back were visible
他被鞭打的时候其实那个我们都看过那个影片就是上面有钩子他的骨头都可以显露出来
Oftentimes, when people were being crucified,
很多时候当时的情况下是很被钉十字架的那些人
they actually died just from the whipping.
其实他们在被钉十字架之前，他们每个人都要受鞭打。很多人他们被钉
because there was so much loss of blood.
被钉十字架之前，他们就已经死了，因为已经太多的血流失了。
But Jesus endured that.
但是主耶稣坚守。
And then they would carry the crossbeam of the cross.
但他们在走这条道的时候，他们要背起十字架。
And finally, Jesus could carry it no further, and then an Ethiopian man carried it further.
所以，当我们主耶稣在走的时候，他直到有真的是抬他自己没办法抬起的时候，有一个人就帮他一同抬十字架。
And they walked up that dirt road.
然后他们就一起往前走。
To Mount Golgotha.
一直到加利山。
And it was a road of dirt and blood, dirt and blood.
这条道路就是泥土和血。
I want to tell you something.
我想要告诉你们。
Most of you know this, I'm sure.
当然，我知道你们很多人已经知道了。
But worship is costly.
但是敬拜是要付上代价的。
It cost Jesus everything.
主耶稣献上了他所有的能力。
So that we could stand here today as a people.
好叫我们今天可以站在这里。
And lift up holy hands.
然后把我们的手。
And sing out the name Jehovah.
向神举起，然后高声说主耶稣。
And we could experience the presence of God.
也可以来经历神的同在。
David understood this in his heart.
大卫心里面是理解，能够领受这样子的心意。
And he understood that worship cost.
他也能够领受，就是敬拜是需要付上代价的。
And sometimes we think, oh, okay, we're going to go to church and worship Jesus.
那我们有的人可能有的时候会想啊，我们今天要来到教会，我们要来敬拜。
But you know, I've been working hard all week.
但是我这一周非常辛苦的工作。
I don't know if I want to get out of bed this morning.
我不知道我今天早上是否想要出来，从我的被窝里面出来。
Or we think, oh, there's other things more important to do.
我会想说，我今天还有一些别的更重要的事情要做。
But it cost Jesus everything so that we could draw near to God and worship Him in spirit and truth.
但是主耶稣奉上了他全所有的，好让我们可以今天有机会去靠近神。
But you see, there's this mystery about worship.
你要知道，在敬拜当中其实有一个好像奥秘。
In Hebrews 13:15,
在希伯来书
，it says, "Offer up the sacrifice of praise to God."
我们要高举我们的敬拜，好像献祭一样。
Why is praise and worship a sacrifice?
为什么我们的敬拜和祷告就好像献祭一样呢
？Because it means we make an intentional decision.
因为这代表着我们做了一个决定。
That we're going to take our eyes off of ourselves.
就是我们要选择把我们的目光不再专注于我们自己身上。
We're going to take our eyes off of our desires.
让我们不要再专注于自己所求所想的。
We're even going to take our eyes off of our needs.
把我们的注意力放下来，不再是想自己需要什么。
And we're going to gaze with the eyes of our hearts upon God.
而是用我们心灵的眼睛来专注于神。
And this is why there's always a struggle about worship.
这也是为什么很多人在敬拜当中他会有很大的征战。
Because true worship means forgetting about yourself.
因为真正的敬拜是忘记你自己。
And being more concerned about God than yourself.
而是更多在乎于神所需要的，而不是自己所需要的。
David understood this.
大卫完全的理解这样的事情。
We go to hundreds and hundreds of years later.
我们再说几百年以后。
Jesus has been ministering for about 2 years now.
耶稣他已经在地上服侍了两年的时间。
And he's developed a very good friendship with two sisters and their brother, Martha and Mary, and their brother Lazarus.
然后他跟有三位两位姐妹和一个弟兄有很好的关系，就是马大、玛利亚和拿撒路。
Martha and Mary and Jesus or Lazarus, they love Jesus.
他们三个人非常的喜爱耶稣。
One of the things I love about the Chinese church.
我最喜欢华人教会的一点，其中一点是
the Chinese have such an amazing sense and gift of hospitality.
就是华人真的是很喜悦好客，很好客。
I love to eat.
我非常爱吃。
Especially good food.
尤其是好吃的东西，美食。
I'd rather fast than eat bad food.
我如果要让我吃不好吃的食物的话，那我还不如宁愿去进食。
If my wife were here,
如果我的太太今天在这里的话，
she would say Mark is a very picky eater.
她就会跟大家说，我是一个非常挑食的人。
And I say, no, that's not true.
我会说，你这样子说是不对的。
I say, I have discernment.
我会跟他说，其实我是有分辨的能力。
I'd rather fast than eat bad food.
如果让我吃一些不好吃的东西的话，那我宁愿选择去进食。
But I love eating good food.
但是我非常享受美食。
And I love being with Chinese-speaking churches.
我特别喜悦跟一些华人的教会在一起。
Because I know whenever I'm with them, I'm going to eat good food.
因为我知道每当我跟他们在一起的时候，我就会吃到很多的美食。
Because the Chinese have such a great sense of hospitality.
因为我知道华人是非常好客的。
And it makes me hungry just thinking about this.
光想着这件事情我就感觉很饿。
But whenever Jesus was passing nearby,
但是每当耶稣会经过他们的时候，
he would stay at the house of Martha and Mary and Lazarus.
他就会住在马大和玛利亚和拿撒路他们家。
Because Martha was a little bit Chinese.
因为马大就有点好像华人一样。
She was also a little bit Italian. Hey,
也有点像意大利人一样。
My grandfather was Italian.
我的祖父就是意大利人。
The Italians really know how to prepare good food too.
意大利人也真的是知道怎么去做美食。
So she was Jewish, but a little bit Italian, a little bit Chinese.
所以马大就好像一个犹太人，但是他又有一点点华人的血统和有一点意大利人的血统。
And she would prepare these great meals for Jesus and the disciples.
然后他马大就为着主耶稣他的门徒预备了很多的美食。
But her sister Mary.
但他的妹妹玛利亚
would never help out.
从来都不会帮助他。
She would just sit at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, gazing upon him.
他只会坐在主耶稣的脚下，然后去注目盯视他。
And in Luke 10, on one of those occasions,
在路加福音十章里面，其中有一个经历。
Martha said, "Jesus, doesn't it bother you?"
马大就问主耶稣说，这样子的情况不会困扰你吗
？That I'm doing all the work, cleaning the house, cooking the food.
就是我在做所有的事情，我要来预备美食，又要来整理屋子。
And my sister is just sitting at your feet.
然后我的妹妹就坐在你的脚前。
Martha's ministry was very important.
马大的服侍，她的工是非常重要的。
She ministered to the humanity of Jesus.
她为着主属人的那一部分去服侍。
Your ministry to the humanity of Vancouver.
我知道你们教会在为着温哥华的人做一些服侍和做工。这是非常重要的。
But there's something that God wants even more than that.
但是我们要知道，神还有一个更高的旨意。
And that's what Mary knew to minister to the Spirit of Jesus.
这就是玛利亚所做的，就是要去做属灵神灵里面所需要的工。
We need the both together.
我们需要这两个在一起。
And Jesus said, "Martha, you're worried about so many things."
然后主耶稣就对马大说，马大啊，你真的是忧虑很多的事情。
He said, really only one thing is essential, and Mary has chosen the good part.
他说你只需要思虑一件事情，而这就是玛利亚所选择的上好的不能被夺去的那一份。
In the Greek language,
在希腊的原文，
what he actually said,
他真正所说的话，
was Mary has chosen the richer part.
就是他跟他讲说玛利亚选择了更好的那一部分。
You know, there's some things we eat,
我们知道有些我们会吃一些东西，
and maybe they give you some energy,
然后它可能会给你一些能力，
but they don't really satisfy.
但它不能满足你，
and then you have a really good meal,
然后你会吃一个非常好的一餐，
and you're extremely satisfied.
然后你是非常得到满足。
When we minister to humanity,
当我们去服侍人的时候，
it brings joy and fulfillment,
会带来喜乐和满足。
But there's something that brings even more fulfillment.
但是 有一件事情会给我们带来更多的满足。
That's when we realize we've touched God's heart.
那就是当我们知道我们触摸到神的心的时候。
Mary had chosen the richer portion.
玛利亚选择了上好的那一份。
And life went on.
然后生活要继续。
Jesus and his disciples were now at another location.
然后耶稣带着他的门徒去到另外一个地方。
And Lazarus got very, very sick.
然后拉撒路就非常的生病，他非常。
And they sent word.
然后他们就去差人去告诉耶稣。
Jesus, come quickly.
说主啊，你快来。
Lazarus, whom you love, is dying.
你所爱的要死了。
But Jesus did not go quickly.
但是主耶稣并没有马上去到他那里。
He waited several days.
他等了几日。
Now I don't know about you.
我不知道你是怎么想的。
But my experience with God.
但是我跟神的经历是。
In knowing Him for quite a few decades.
因为已经认识他很多年。
Is that when I enter into a crisis,
当我进入到一个很严重的事情的时候，
and I begin to pray,
然后我要向神祷告的时候，
God always answers my prayers,
神一般马上会回复我的祷告，
but he doesn't always answer them right when I want him to.
他神永远会回应我的祷告，但是他很多时候不是在我最需要，好像我感觉我最需要的时候立马回应我。
Can you relate to that?
你可以有，你会不会觉得有跟我一样的同感？
A crisis hits.
当有一个严重的事情发生的时候，
Oh God!
然后你说很紧急，神啊，
We need your hand to move.
神啊，我需要你的手来动工。
We need you to do miracles.
我们需要你来做神迹奇事。
We're completely dependent upon you.
说我们完全的依靠你。
And God says, Yeah, I'll do that.
然后神会说，我会做的。
And then he goes on vacation for about 2 months.
然后神就好像度假一样，他去休息了2个月的时间。
And you know he's going to answer your prayers.
然后你也知道神一定会回应你的祷告。
But it seems like everything's falling apart around you.
但是你就感觉好像你现在生活中所有都要倒塌了。
Here's the problem.
你要知道问题是。
Sometimes we look at the crises of our life.
我们有的时候看我们生命当中好像那些紧急的事情。
And God sees it as a growth moment.
但是神看这件事情其实是一个你可以成长的机会。
And we don't like those growth moments.
但是我们都经常不喜欢这些好像成长的机会。
We want to trust God more.
我们想要学会更多的依靠神。
But we don't always want to have to learn to trust God more.
但是我们不喜欢去学习去更多的信靠神。
But anyway, that's another message.
当然这是另外一个信息了。
So Jesus waited several days.
所以主耶稣等待了几日。
And then he goes there.
然后他就到他们那里。
And Lazarus has been dead for 4 days now.
然后拉撒路已经死了4日了。
And Martha hears that he's there in the village.
马大听说主耶稣来到了他们的城市。
And in John 11, verse 21.
然后约翰福音11:21.
Martha says to him.
马大对耶稣说。
Why didn't you come sooner?
主啊，你为什么没有更早的来到我们这里呢？
Why didn't you come sooner? You could have healed him.
主啊，若你更早来到这里的话，我的兄弟就不会死了。
You're going throughout Israel healing everybody.
主啊，你去到以色列各样的地方医治所有的人。
Why couldn't you have come and healed your friend Lazarus? Now he's dead.
为什么你不能来到我们这里来医治你的弟兄呢？现在他已经死了。
Jesus then said to her.
然后耶稣对他说。
Your brother will rise again.
你兄弟必然复活。
Martha said in verse 24, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection the last day.
在24节里面，马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候，他必复活。
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live again.
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And everyone who lives in me and believes in me shall never die.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
Do you believe this? Jesus said.
你信这话吗？
And she said, Yes, Lord, I believe you're the Christ, the Son of God, who's coming into the world.
马大就回应主说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。
But then she went on her way.
但是她听就急，她要去还要去继续。
And then Mary, her sister, came out to Jesus.
她离开以后，玛利亚就来到主耶稣面前。
And you know what? She said the same thing to Jesus.
然后玛利亚对主耶稣说了同样的话。
She rebuked him.
他拒绝神，他反驳神。
She said, "Why didn't you come sooner?"
他对主耶稣说：“你为什么没有早来到这里呢？”
It's like when we pray, "God, when are you going to answer these prayers?"
就好像我们祷告的时候，我们对神说：“神啊，你什么时候要回应我的祷告呢？”
She said, "Why didn't you come sooner?"
玛利亚也说：“主啊，为什么你没有早来到这里呢？”
My brother would not have died.
我的弟兄就不用死了。
But when you read this in John 11:32.
但是当你在读经文的时候，约翰福音十一章三十二节里面说，
It says something very important.
他说有一个非常重要的一点，
That when Mary first came to Jesus,
就是当玛利亚刚来到主耶稣面前的时候，
She fell at his feet.
她跪在主耶稣的脚前。
And I want to try to explain this to you. This is very important.
我想尽我的最大能力来跟你们解释，这是一个很重要的一点。
Mary, just like Martha,
玛利亚就像马大一样，
was very frustrated with Jesus.
其实对主耶稣有一点愤怒，有点困扰。
She didn't understand why he was healing everybody but couldn't come and heal her brother.
她不明白为什么主耶稣可以到各样的地方去医治所有那些得病的，但是不能来到他们这里来医治他的弟兄。
She was frustrated with him.
她就好像愤怒一样。
But she still did one thing that Martha did not do.
但是她还是做了一件马大没有做的事情。
She fell at her feet in worship of Jesus.
就是她跪到主耶稣的脚前，就好像敬拜他一样。
She offered up the sacrifice of praise.
就是她献给主耶稣一个祭一样，跪拜在他面前。
It's one thing to come to church on Sunday afternoon.
可以有一点是你来到主日的时候，你来到教会。
When everything's going well in your life,
当你生命当中所有的事情都很好的时候
and say, Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings.
然后你对主说，主啊，谢谢你，我生命当中所有的恩典和祝福。
It's one thing to get up early in the morning.
这是一点，就是你能够早上早起。
When everything's doing great in your job,
就是你的工作当中所有的事情都很顺利。
And say, Thank you, God, for being so good to me.
你对主说，主啊，谢谢你对我这么好。
What about when everything's not going well?
但是如果你的生命当中一些事情会有一些不好的事
情呢？ What about when your work or your career is not going well?
如果你的工作不顺利的时候呢？
What about when it seems everything around you is being shaken?
如果你感觉好像你生命当中所有的事情都被震动的时候，
That is especially the time.
就是这样的时候，
That you worship God.
就你选择来敬拜神。
Because God is always worthy of our worship.
因为神永远都配得我们的敬拜和赞美。
And this is the challenge.
这就是对我们的挑战。
To move past what we see with these eyes.
就是我们能跨越那些我们眼睛现在所看到的。
To look past our own understanding.
就是跨越我们用我们的理解能力能够理解的事情。
In the midst of all the confusion and shaking around us.
就是好像在我们困惑当中，我们生命震动的那些事情之外。
To say, God, you are worthy of the highest praise.
然后你对神说，神啊，你是配得所有的荣耀和赞美的。
You are worthy of me lifting my hands and saying, Thank you, God, for who you are.
主啊，你是配得我高举起我的双手，对你说，主啊，你是配得我的所有赞
美和敬拜的。Thank you, Father, for Jesus.
主啊，阿爸父，谢谢你把主耶稣赐给我们。
Thank you for your promises.
谢谢你的应许。
I don't know how they're going to work, but I thank you for your promises.
我不知道你要如何的动工，但是我为着你对我的应许，我要感谢赞美你。
And it says that when Jesus saw Mary.Falling at his feet.
然后经文里面就说，主耶稣看到玛利亚跪在他的脚前。
It says he was moved.
然后经文上面就说他被感动。
Worship moves Jesus.
你要知道，我们的敬拜会感动神，主耶稣。
And Jesus went to the tomb.
然后主耶稣就来到了拿撒勒葬的地方。
And he said, "Roll away the stone."
然后他们就说，你要把石头滚开。
And Martha said, "Well, he's going to stink by now. He's been dead for 4 days."
然后马大就对他说，他现在应该都会臭了，因为他已经死去四天了。
But Jesus said something very important.
但是主耶稣说了非常重要的一件事情。
Martha, did I not say to you?
他对马大说，马大，我没有对你说过吗？
That if you believed in me, you would see the glory of God.
就是如果你相信我的话，你就会看到神的荣耀。
See, Jesus had said to her,
就是主耶稣已经对他说过，
If you believe in me, you'll never die, but have eternal life.
如果你信我的话，你就得到永生，永远不会死去。
And she took those promises.
然后马大领受了这些应许。
And she said, oh, this is for the sweet by and by.
然后他就说，这是给这些人的。
This is for heaven.
这是在天上的。
This is for down the road.
是以后的，未来的。
But Jesus was giving her a promise for right now.
但是他不知道的是，主耶稣给他的应许是对他现在所说的。
This book that we call the Bible.
我们所称为圣经的这本书。
Maybe use an electronic version, maybe use a paper version, a leather version.
可能你用的是书本的，或者是羊卷的，或者是我们的手机上面的。
But this book, the Bible.
但是圣经这本书。
It has over 3,000 promises of God.
里面讲述了神对我们三千多个的应许。
And Paul said every one of them are yes and amen because of what Jesus did on the cross.
然后保罗说每一个应许都是成就的，因为神在十字架上付上了他的代价。
And we look at all the confusion in the world around us.
如果我们现在看生活当中社会上面很多的这样子不好的事情。
And we think, how can God bring revival today?
我们看这些事情，然后我们会问神，神怎么可能会在这样的事情里面带下复兴呢？
It's no problem.
你要知道，这对神不是一件难事。
The hearts of the kings are channels of waters in the hands of the Lord.
在神没有难成的事。
He can take people.
他可以来夺得他的人。
Like Trudeau.
就像我们现在的总理一样。
Like Donald Trump.
或者是美国的总理一样。
Like Merkel in Germany.
或者是德国的总理一样。
He can take the dictator in North Korea.
他可以夺得南朝鲜的。
He can take the premier in China.
或者是中国的领袖。
And what's impossible for us?
对我们难成的事。
It's never difficult for him.
在神是不难的。
And as we begin to call out for God for our cities, our nations, and our leaders.
当我们为着我们的国家，我们国家的领袖来向神呼求的时候，
and we make resting places for the glory of God.
当我们为神建造他的歇息处的时候，
and we act in obedience in the power and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
当我们在神的带领之下顺服的时候，
we begin to see history take place again.
我们就可以看到一些历史上发生的曾经发生过
的事情。There have been so many revivals over the last 2,000 years.
在过去的两千年当中，有非常非常多的复兴发生过。
That have changed nations.
就是改变了很多的国家。
That have transformed cities and cultures.
来转变这个国家所在的城市或者他们的文化。
And in the natural, we think, "Oh, it's just impossible."
我们可能还会想，其实这真的是太难了，这好像不可能一样。
Or we look at our personal problems and say, "Oh, this is just overwhelming."
我们会看到有些人说，这是完全不可能的事。
But God says no.
但是神说不是的。
The things that are impossible for you are never a challenge for me.
在你难成的事，对我连挑战都不是。
God was, Jesus was giving to Martha.
神对马大所说的。
A now word.
就是一个现在的话语，现在的应许。
But she didn't understand. She thought it was just for the sweet by and by.
但是马大当时并不能理解，他以为是对未来的时候。
But it was for the dirty now and now.
但是其实是对我们现在糟糕的状况。
And Jesus said, "Roll away the stone."
主耶稣对他们说，你们把石头挪去。
Oh, by now the body's going to stink.
但是马大对他说，现在尸体就好像臭了一样。
But Jesus said, "Martha, I told you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God."
但是主耶稣对马大说，我跟你说过，如果你相信的话，你就可以看到神的荣耀。
So they rolled away the stone.
所以他们就把石头挪去。
And Jesus shouted, "Lazarus, come forth."
然后主耶稣就宣告，拿撒勒你要出来。
And even with the grave clothes covering his eyes, he walked out fully alive.
拉撒路虽然他当时身上是包着布，然后眼睛也是蒙遮的，但是他从他的墓里面出来。
I'm glad you're excited.
我真的很高兴，你们是很兴奋，是吗？
In John chapter 12,
约翰福音十二章，
it says that Jesus was at the house of Martha and Mary and Lazarus.
经文上面说主耶稣是在拉撒路他们家。
And Martha took a pound of very expensive ointment.
玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏。
And she poured it out on the feet of Jesus.
然后就完全的倾倒在主耶稣的脚上。
That perfume that she had.
当时玛利亚所拥有的这瓶香膏。
It was worth a year's wages of an average worker.
它的价值是一个正常的员工一年的工资。
In today's money, it may have been worth $30,000-$40,000.
在我们今天的价值可能是大概三万、四万或者五万的价钱。
It was very expensive, very rare.
是非常昂贵、非常珍有的。
And she took it and just poured it out on the feet of Jesus.
但是玛利亚拿过来就完全的倒在了主耶稣的脚上。
And it says something very interesting.
然后他这个经文讲了一个非常有意思的。
It says the whole house was filled with the fragrance.
经文上面说屋里就满了膏的香气。
I've been in worship meetings.
我参加过很多敬拜的聚会。
Where we've had the ushers go running through the building.
就是有一些服侍的同工会去到我们教会的各样的场所。
Because everybody's smelling incense and they think somebody's burning incense in the room. And not in the
就是他们会去查，因为有些人会闻到好像香味，然后他们会以为教会可能有个地方会烧着了。
But yet, nobody's burning incense.
但是其实没有。
I've been in some worship meetings.
我参加过一些敬拜的聚会。
Where everybody begins to smell roses.
就是好像突然很多人都闻到了玫瑰的香味。
But yet there's no roses.
但是没有任何的玫瑰。
What has happened is Jesus, the rose of Sharon, is there.
但是其实就是沙龙的玫瑰，就是我们的主耶稣降在这里。
And I tell you,
我告诉你们，
when you pour out your heart on the feet of Jesus,
当你把你的心倾倒在主耶稣的脚前，
God sees that as a treasure.
神视这个为宝贵的。
He's not very impressed by our great works.
他经常不会被我们的好像很多好看起来好像很美好的事工去打动。
In the last 38 years of international ministry,
在我们国度的一个事工的38年以来，
I've seen God do many, many miracles.
我看见过神做很多的神迹奇事。
But I can tell you this.
但是我可以告诉你们的是，
God is not very impressed with me.
神其实并不是那么的喜悦我。
But I can also tell you this.
但是我同时也还要告诉你们，
He loves me.
但他非常的爱我。
He's not very impressed with me.
他可能不是那么喜悦我所做的一些工。
Because all the good things that happen in ministry are because of His Spirit.
因为其实我所做的工带来的那些美善的果子，是因为是神的灵在做这些事情。
He's not very impressed with you.
他不是很那么喜悦你所做的工。
He's not very impressed with the great things you might do for Him.
可能你做的很多非常看起来非常好的事情，你要知道神不是说那么满足或者喜悦这些工。
He's the one who gave you the ability to do those things.
因为是他把这些能力给了你。
But one thing that does impress him.
但是有一件事情是他非常喜悦的。
Is when you lay your heart at his feet.
就是当你把你的心完全的倾倒在他面前。
It's a fragrant aroma to him.
对他来说就好像膏的香气一样。
That's why in the tabernacle and in the temple,
这也是为什么在圣所里面的时候，
the priests would burn incense to the Lord.
祭司会要烧香敬拜神，祭拜神。
Because their worship would rise up like a fragrant aroma in the nostrils of God.
因为他们的敬拜和赞美就好像香一样，完全的呈到主耶稣，升到他面前。
Are you still alive?
你们现在还活着吗？还清醒吗？
I want to tell you one more story before we go into worship and prayer.
在我们进入到服事之前，我想再跟大家分享最后一个故事。
Tonight we're going to be focused on miracles.
今天晚上我们会主要专注于可能一些神迹奇事医治。
If you have sick friends or family members, pray about bringing them.
如果你有生病的家人或者朋友的话，欢迎你们晚上把他带到我们当中。
We're going to be praying for all sorts of diseases and things.
我会为各样的疾病来祷告。
But I want to finish this afternoon with worship, but I want to tell you one story.
今天下午我们想要用敬拜来结束，但是在结束之前，我想跟你们分享一个故事。
In the late 1970s,
在1970年的末后的时候，
the very early 1980s,
在1980年早期的时候，
the church I was in California,
我当时所在的教会就是在加州的一个教会。
We were learning to pray for the sick.
我们当时在学习如何为那些得病的祷告。
And in the leadership team, we were really excited about praying for the sick.
我们的领袖团队非常的兴奋，因为我们想要学习如何为那些得病的祷告。
We were so excited about praying for the sick.
我们兴奋到一定程度，就是
we almost prayed that people in our church would get sick so we could pray for them.
我们就差一点希望我们教会的弟兄姐妹可以生病，好叫我们来操练去为他们祷告。
And we began to see a few healings.
然后我们就可以开始看到一些得到医治。
God began to heal people of knees and backs and some sicknesses.
神，我们看到神医治一些膝盖或者背部或者各样的疾病。
But we were not seeing creative miracles.
但是我们没有看到神创造性的奇迹。
That requires a different level of authority.
就是一个不一样的一个权柄。
And I was praying and praying and praying, Oh God, what do we have to do to see creative miracles?
然后当时我就祷告说，神啊，我们到底要做什么样的事情才能看到你创造性的奇迹呢？
And one Sunday morning after church.
然后有一天主日之后。
A lady about 25 walked up to me.
有一个大概25岁的姐妹走来到我前面。
And she said, "My mother's in the hospital."
她对我说，我的母亲在医院。
Her colon is destroyed from cancer. It's what the intestines attached to.
Okay, 就是有一个内脏的一个部位。
It's destroyed by cancer. They're going to remove it.
就是因为她癌症非常严重到这个器官已经没办法，他们要把它挪去。
And they're going to have to put a plastic bag in her stomach.
然后要放一个塑料袋放在她的腹部里面。
She said, "Would you come to the hospital this afternoon?"
她对我说，你今天下午能来到医院吗
？And pray that God would do a miracle before they do the operation.
然后在他们给她做这个手术之前，能不能为她祷告，求神医治她
？So I said, "Okay, we'll be at the hospital at 4 o'clock."
我跟她说，好的，我们今天下午四点会去到医院里面。
And I went home and I prayed for 2 hours.
然后我就回家，我就祷告。
Oh God, we haven't seen a creative miracle. How are we supposed to see this?
我对神说，神啊，我们还没有见过你的神迹奇事，创造性的神迹奇事。
And I looked at all the stories in the Gospels.
我们下午怎么能够做成这件事情呢？然后我就翻了圣经，然后看了很多书籍。
And I saw people praying in the name of Jesus.
然后我有在书籍里面看到有些人祷告说，在奉主耶稣的名。Then I saw other
stories where they just bless people to be filled with the Spirit.
然后也看到其他一些故事，看到他们就安静的祝福来祷祝福这些人。
Then I read other stories where they rebuked the spirit of cancer.
然后我也看到有些人说他们要斥责癌症的细胞。
And I prayed for an hour and a half, 2 hours. Oh God, how are we supposed to do this?
然后还有一个半小时，我又接着祷告，我说神啊，我们要如何去做这件事情
？And after an hour and a half, 2 hours of prayer.
然后在两个小时和一个半小时之后。
The Lord didn't say anything.
主并没有对我说任何的事情。
He just said, "Go and pray."
他就只是对我说你要去，然后
去祷告。So we get to the hospital room.
所以我们就来到他的病房。
I've got 2 friends with me from our church.
我有两我教会的两个朋友跟着我一起。
The daughter's with us.
然后他的女儿在这里。
She's only got about 2 hours before they're going to prepare her for the operation.
他给我们两个小时，因为两个小时之后他们就要给他预备去做手术。
I was saying, "Oh God, how are we supposed to pray?"
然后我就跟神说，神啊，我们要怎么去祷告呢？
And I said, "Holy Spirit, would you please come and fill this room with your glory and grace?"
然后我就说，圣灵啊，求你降在这里，用你的大能和荣耀来充满这地。
All of a sudden, something happened we had never experienced before.
然后突然我们就经历一个我们从来没有经历的事情。
It was almost like when Solomon dedicated the temple.
就好像当时他们把圣殿来献给神。
All of a sudden, the glory, the weight of God's presence was there in that hospital room.
突然我们就感受到神的荣耀，他的同在就在这间医院里面。
There was a heaviness in the room.
我们感觉到神的重量。
And I'm not exaggerating.
我不是在夸张的说。
When I say the room became noticeably brighter to the naked eye.
就是对我们的眼睛，我们看到就是突然这个屋子就亮了很多。
My 2 friends and I, we got down our knees, we just began to sing worship songs to the Lord.
我和我的两个朋友就跪下来，然后来敬拜神。
That was really bold on my part with my singing voice.
你们要知道，其实对我来说，这是一个很大的一件事情，因为我唱歌不是很好听。
But we just worship the Lord.
但是我们就是在那里敬拜神。
And after about half an hour, the heaviness of the Lord began to lift.
然后半个小时之后，我们感觉到神的重量突然的一点点抬起。
And then we just prayed very briefly for the woman.
然后我们就快速的为那个女士祷告了。
I said, "Listen."
我说听，你听着。
God has been here.
就是神在这里过。
Whatever He's going to do, He's done.
他不管他要做什么，他已经做了。
The daughter called me up the next morning.
然后第二天早上，那个生病的女士的女儿就打电话给我。
They started the operation that night.
就是那天晚上他们开始了手术。
But they never completed it.
但是他们没有结束这个手术。
Because when they opened her up,
因为当他们把她的腹部开开的时候
，The surgeons were shocked to find there was no cancer on the colon.
那个医生手术做手术的人就是很惊讶，因为他们没有发现任何的癌细胞。
They sewed her back together.
他们就把它缝合起来。
And then the hospital prayed that there wouldn't be a lawsuit.
然后当时的医院就祷告说他们不会被告。
The doctors could not explain it.
因为医生没办法解释当时在发生的事情。
That's the most important lesson in ministry I've ever had.
这是我在我服事的经历当中学会的最大的一个功课。
That in the kingdom of God,
就是在神的国里
it's not always what you know, but who you know.
其实很多时候不是是我们知道什么，而是是我们认识谁。
And in your life,
在你的生活当中
in your heart,
在你的心里
in your marriage,
在你的婚姻当中
in your family,
你的家庭当中
in the church,
你在教会里
as we make more and more of a resting place for the glory of God,
当我们为神建造栖息处的时候
all of a sudden there's an incredible freedom,
我们要知道神会增长他的自由在我们里面
and the things that are impossible for man,
所有在人难成的事
they begin to be normal,
就会变成正常的事情。
Because the kingdom of God is there.
因为神的国就在那里。
And we experience that plerais filling of the Holy Spirit.
然后我们就可以来经历神那样子充大能的充满。
Are you still alive?
你们还清醒吗？
Some of you look like you need a good meal.
有些人看起来你们好像需要吃一晚上要吃一顿好的。
Especially after talking about food.
尤其是在我要讲刚才讲了那么多关于食物的事情。
Turn to the person next to you and say, "You look different to me."
你可以对你旁边的人说，你今天看起来不太一样。
Now say to them.
然后你再跟他说。
You look like you want to take me out for a nice Italian meal.
你看起来你好像今天晚上想带我吃一顿好吃的。
Let's stand.
我们邀请大家站立起来。
Let's just spread out a little bit.
你们可以稍微分散开。
Make a bit of room.
给自己有一些空间。
We don't need to try to do something. We don't need to try to perform.
你不需要尝试你想的你等一下要怎么样或者是表现出来什么样子。
But let me encourage you right now.
但是我现在想要鼓励你们。
Let's have a sense that we're going before the throne.
就是你要认识到一点就是你要来到宝座的面前。
And we're asking the presence of the Lord to make a resting place here tonight.
然后我们寻求神对神的同在说主啊我们今天为你预备一个歇息处。
You can step into the aisles, you can come down front if you want.
你可以来到中间或者来到前面。
But let's just take one or two songs before we break.
在我们结束之前我们大概来可以敬拜两三首歌的时间。
And let's just do a little bit of what Mary did.
我们就来做一些就好像玛利亚曾经做的。
Let's take the fragrance of our hearts and just pour it out on the feet of Jesus.
就把我们心里面的香膏来完全的倾倒在主耶稣的脚上。
Good. Just lift up your hands to the Lord right now.
可以把你的手向神举起。
Just begin to speak out the name of Jesus.
然后奉主的名来对他说话。
Just begin to sing out the name of Jesus.
来唱出，来说出我们，呼喊出我们神的名字。
Just begin to sing out the name of Jesus.
大声的呼喊，唱出他的名字。
close your eyes and lift your hands up to the Lord.
把你的手向神举起。
I don't always do this.
我不经常做这件事情。
But I want to do something right now.
但是我现在想要做一件事情。
I want to ask the Lord to anoint your shoulders.
但是现在我想要请我们的神来恩膏你的肩膀。
To be a carrier of the glory of God.
就是能成为去承担主耶稣荣耀的这样子一个承担者。
This is a symbolic prayer.
这是一个带有形象带有意义的这样的一个祷告
like the Levites of old,
就好像当时利未人一样
they had to relearn to carry the glory of God.
就是他们要再一次的学会去担起神的约柜承担起
God wants us to relearn
神要我们重新学会
to carry the weight of his presence
就是来学会去承担主耶稣的重量神能量的重量
Jesus said take my yoke upon you
主耶稣说你要担起我的轭
Learn from me
你要向我来学习
I'm gentle and humble
因为我是温柔和良善的
My burden is easy
我的重担是轻省的
My load is light
我的担子是轻省的
Jesus leaned into the Holy Spirit
主耶稣他学会去靠着圣灵
But he carried the weight of the Spirit
但是他承担了圣灵的能力
He leaned into the Holy Spirit But he carried the Holy Spirit
就是他学会靠着圣灵但是他同样承担起了圣灵的能力
Father throughout this whole room right now
天父啊我们来呼求你现在在我们的会所
I ask Lord that you would touch the shoulders of men and women right now
我呼求你来触摸我们所在每一个弟兄姐妹的肩膀
Would you anoint us?
求你来膏抹我们
To be carriers of your glory.
能成为去承担你荣耀的那些人
Would you anoint us like those Levites of old?
求你来恩膏我们就好像当时利未人所做的
And even as you did, Jesus.
就像主耶稣曾经做的
And revivalists of the past.
而且过去那些所有带领带起复兴的那些人
To be carriers of your glory.
就是成为能够承担起你荣耀的那些人
I bless your shoulders
我来祝福你们所有人的肩膀
to carry the weight that Jesus carried
就是能够承担起主耶稣曾经承担的那一份
And I bless you to be filled right now
我来祝福你们每个人都现在得到恩膏被恩膏
so you might be oozing That you might be oozing.
就好像你要满溢出来。
The Spirit of the Lord.
就是神的灵，主的灵。
I want to ask the leadership team to just move through the crowd and begin to pray for people.
我们可以请我们的牧长团队来自由的来祝福和祷告。
I just bless whether you're in the back of the room, the front of the room, the right of the room, the left of the room.
可以来自由的祷告，来祝福所有那些在前面、在后面的、在两边的人。
Just allow the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon you right now.
就是神的爱、神的圣灵大能的能力
现在就在这里。Be
filled. 是要来完全的充满。
Be completely filled.
被完全的充满。
Ooze the Holy Spirit.
就是好像满溢出来，圣灵满溢出来在你里面。
Uncontainable.
是完全的满溢出来，你们已经无法承受的能量。
Presence of God's goodness.
神的同在，神美善的同在。
Before we have our break, we're going to do one thing.
在我们休息之前，我们要再做一件事情。
But I just want to give one prophecy of her person here real quick.
我现在感觉有一个话要对一个人说。
There's a brother kind of straight that way, wearing the white T-shirt.
好像这边有一个穿白色 T 恤衣服的弟兄。
I believe the Lord would say this to you tonight.
我感觉今天晚上神要这样子对你说。
That just as I was talking about David having a passion for the presence of the Lord.
就是在我刚才分享大卫对着神的那个热情。
There's something Davidic about you.
我觉得你在你身上有一份。
And I believe the Lord would encourage you that David oftentimes felt like he was left out of everything.
我想要鼓励你，就是当时大卫很多时候他感觉他好像是被遗弃的。
That when Samuel the prophet came to the house,
就是当时当撒母耳先知来到房子的时候，
all of his brothers were there, but David was out in the hills.
就是大卫所有的弟兄都在那里，但是他自己在外面。
David sometimes felt like he was being left out of things.
大卫很多时候都感觉他好像是被在遗弃的。
But it was during those times of what seemed like loneliness to David that were a foundation in his life. Some of David's worship psalms to the Lord he wrote out in the hills as a shepherd. And I believe the Lord would say that you've known some loneliness in your life. And sometimes you feel like you've been outside looking in.
而且你感觉你是从外面在往里面看。
But the Lord knows the plans He has for you.
但是神知道他为你预备的。
And even though when Samuel first showed up at Jesse's house,
而且就算当时撒母耳第一次出现在那里的时候，
everybody was there except for David.
所有人除了大卫都在那里。
God got hold of David.
但是神自己亲自地掌握着大卫的生活。
And David came into the promises of what God had prepared for him.
而大卫就进入到神对他所应许的旨意当中。
And the Lord wants you to know He's been leading you, guiding you.
所以神想让你知道他在亲自地引领你。
Even if you feel like you've been a little bit outside looking in.
就算可能你很多时候觉得你是从外面在往里面看。
He knows the plans He has for you.
但是你知道神知道他对你的旨意。
And this message today was to be especially for you about being a carrier.
而且今天所领受的就是要成为承担神荣耀的那一个人，是神特别对你说的。
Before we break,
在我们结束之前，
let's keep our focus on the Lord.
我们还是要把我们的中心放在神身上。
But let's get in groups of 2 to 3, 4 people.
但是我们可以聚集在大概两三或者最多四个人的这样子的小组当中。
Just quickly and quietly get in a group of
2, 3, 4 people. 两到四个人的小组当中。
Get in a circle.
然后你可以圈成一起
or across from each other
或者是对着
and I want you to
两到四个人
put hands on the shoulder of the person next to you
然后你们可以来互相的按手
put your hands on the shoulder of the person next to you
可以按在他的肩膀上按在他的肩膀上
and I want you to begin to bless the person to your right and to your left
然后我想要你来祝福你左边和右边的人
bless their shoulders and their very lifeTo be a carrier of the weight of God's glory.
祝福让他们的生命当中，让他们的肩膀可以成为那承受承担主耶稣神的能量的。
Blessings over one another.
现在你们可以来释放祝福，彼此释放祝福。
Just say that out loud. Say, "I bless you to be a carrier of God's glory."
你可以说我祝福你成为承担神荣耀的人。